BBC Three Counties Radio.
Liz is here from six. We'll catch up with Liz in about half an hour's time, find out what's on her programme this evening. Before that, of course, an energy company near Chesham is part of a government scheme to increase production of sustainable biofuel. Bio Global Industries Limited is one of eight sites which will see how well different crops grow in different parts of the UK. They grow a variety of plants and trees which could be used to power the country in years to come. Our reporter Toby Friedner spoke to their operations manager, Steve Hunt.
We're demonstrating biomass growing in the Chilterns, and we're one of eight sites spread regionally up and down the country. The aim is to find and collect data on different biomass types growing in the fields.
What do we mean by biomass?
Well, trees, shrubs, things that are used for energy production.
Oh, and why is that important?
At this moment in time, it seems very important with the price of oil going up and the availability of wood stocks in the UK dwindling. It seems like a very prudent thing to do.
So what are you growing here? What species?
OK, we've got in this field, we've got willow, poplar and eucalyptus.
And why those particularly?
When we actually crop them, it gives us a lot of wood. But not only that, they grow back. So once we've cut them back, we use a technique called coppicing, where we cut them back and we don't have to plant them again. They actually regenerate from the original stock.
And tell me about some of the uses of biomass then.
It can be for heat generation, it can be for animal bedding. There's pharmaceuticals that can also be taken out of the biomass before it's used for them purposes. It could be used for fibre boards, packaging. There's so many elements that it can be used for.
Toby Friedner speaking there to operations manager at BioGlobal Industries, Steve Hunt. Well, joining me now is Will McAlpine. Will is from Rothamsted Research in Hertfordshire, who are working with this particular organisation. Will, welcome to the programme. Good to have you on. Just explain how the involvement with you two guys works, with Rothamsted and BioGlobal. What's the link up?
Yeah, hi. It's great to be here. So there's a big £36 million funded programme from the Department of Business and Energy, BEIS, who actually changed their name last week to the Department of Energy and Net Zero. And it's a huge programme with lots of elements, but we're working on one particular one called Biomass Connect, which is aiming to increase the production of sustainable UK-grown biomass. And we really want to raise the awareness of biomass crops through demonstrators and knowledge sharing, and be an independent source of information on these biomass crops. So sharing information of things like agronomy and economics and environmental benefits.
Okay. Will, you guys at Rothamsted have been doing incredible work for decades and decades. Why is it important to get this kind of data in this way?
Some farmers do grow these crops, so short rotation coppice and miscanthus, but they're at much lower levels than normal crops. And these perennial energy crops are quite new and they're not really planted out widely in the country. And for farmers and land managers to adopt these crops, it's really important they have good information and that we deploy the right material in the right places. So this network of eight sites, we've got one with Steve, who you just heard from, that's at BGI in Buckinghamshire. We have got others in Scotland and Northern Ireland and the Southwest and Wales and in the north of England as well. So farmers in different areas can see how these crops do, and they can also visit the sites and look at them and see for themselves how they're performing.
Well, I mean, I've got to ask you, to what extent could biofuel power the country, perhaps not all, but power some of the country's energy needs in years to come? What's the hope here?
Yeah, I mean, it is a big challenge reaching net zero, and this isn't the sole solution. It's going to be a small part in a kind of much bigger network of ideas, but these could be really great options in the right places. But land use needs to be taken into important consideration, and you've got the whole food versus fuel debate. So we do need to feed ourselves, but I think that these crops could really slot in at more marginal sites and offer important additional benefits, as well as producing bioenergy, such as good for biodiversity and water quality.
And does it help us achieve our green requirements? I mean, is this stuff environmentally friendly?
Yeah, absolutely. And we are looking at the kind of environmental risk and the other risks. But on the whole, it's a really positive thing.
So, I mean, I know being used in the farming industry, biofuels, in areas, some areas of industry, it is developing. But could we be powering our homes with biofuel in years to come?
Depends what scale of home. I think that if developers install kind of heat networks where you've got one boiler piping hot water to lots of houses, that could work really well. But at the moment, it tends to be with slightly bigger heat users. Like if you live in a flat or a small property, it might be difficult because you do have to store bulkier wood chip, but slightly bulkier. But if you've got a big heat demand and you've got space, which a lot of farmers do, it could be a really good option.
And can you see this being something that we could actually, as a country, be good at? Because all these new emerging technologies, I mean, this one's been around for a bit, but actually, could this be one of those areas where we could excel at in the UK?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we've got plant breeding expertise here at Rothamsted that's been working on it. And we've got lots of expertise in the UK, and it's technology that we could explore, absolutely.
Do you know, Will, a pleasure talking. I've done that outside broadcast for many years from every corner of the three counties. We've never managed to do one from Rothamsted, but there might be still some time left. We'll see. Will, thank you for joining us. Will McAlpine from Rothamsted Research in Hertfordshire. The stuff they've been doing there for decades is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. It's one place we haven't been to for some reason.